They're still doing an investigation. At the moment, I've got the arson cameras coming up this morning to have a look, try and determine a point of origin, determine whether it's suspicious or not. My role is basically to compile all the evidence and see where I go from there.
In terms of doing that, what have you been doing up until this point before the chemist arrives?
Basically just compiling, as I said, everything that's going on at the moment, personnel, trying to contain the scene. As you can imagine, it's quite a large scene. As far as I can let you know at the moment.
Yeah, I know. In terms of speaking to a couple of or people who were there or who were at the fire relatively close to when it began, they talked of explosions. Have you been hearing much about those accounts?
I've heard similar accounts, but a lot of people around the area need to be spoken to at this moment. But as you can imagine, there's a lot of people that I have to try and speak to.
What will a chemist's role be then? You talked about finding a point of origin. Is that likely to be a lengthy process?
It's quite a large building, and the chemist works with a partner, so they take a little while to try and work out where the fire started and then work out how it started if they can.
And we've had quite a bit of rain since. Does that hamper efforts at all in any way?
It doesn't really hamper the efforts, the investigation at all, because there's always something left over from a fire. If it's an accelerant-based fire, they'll find what they need to find.
Have you had any luck in terms of talking to eyewitnesses or anyone who might have any information? Has there been much in the way of people coming forward?
Not at this stage, but we've had a media release asking for people to come forward, and if they don't want to speak to me direct, they can call Crime Stoppers and pass over anonymous information if they wish to.